Here is a little audio. It fairly well tells you part of the story of the video of last month in Florida, a black man jogging along when he is stopped by sheriff's deputies.
You're not in any trouble or anything. There is a burglary that happened. You kind of fit the description. Let me just make sure that you're not him, okay? All right.
I'm a vet. I have my ID.
Okay. Can I see your ID?
Yeah.
You literally, they said white tank top, black shorts. And they said that you had a beard, all right? So I'm not saying it's you, but it was a black male. Again, not saying it's you, buddy.
You're the sheriff's deputy. You're looking for a black male, beard, with white shorts, maybe running, and there is a person who has all of those descriptors. You pull over, now imagine you're that guy, and you have done nothing wrong. And here we go again, being accused of and having to stand there while cars are whizzing by, and you have done nothing wrong. What do you do? Joseph Griffin is that man. Joseph, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Is that a fair description of the scene, the way we just set it up?
Yes, that was a pretty fair description.
Tell me about yourself, if you will. Did you say in that video you're a vet?
Yes, sir. I've been in the Army for about 11 years. I actually just got out last month. I currently manage an ICU over at Advent Health in New Smyrna Beach in Florida.
Manage the ICU, or an administrator or a doctor?
Nurse manager.
Nurse manager there, jogging along that morning, and then the cops pull you over. Just walk me through that scene a little bit more from your perspective. What happened?
So I was doing a normal jog down a main highway, or my main road in my area. Officer pulled me over, pulled up next to me, kind of got out of the car, explained, you know, what was going on, said he was going to detain me till we could figure out if the suspect was me or not. The entire incident lasted about 15 minutes. They determined that it wasn't me after a witness identified, and they verified my credentials, and they let me go.
Yeah, they took your ID, took a picture of it, sent it in. The person that was, I guess, reporting this crime said, no, that's not him, and off you go, right?
Well, they actually rolled up. So the witness was in the back of a patrol car, and they actually rolled past me, and she identified, yes.
Yeah. Were you nervous at all that you would be misidentified and this would get more complicated still?
Oh, of course. Witness descriptions are never perfect, so, you know, it was definitely scary. You know, what if she was like, I think that's him? That's what was going through my mind. I didn't even know what happened at first, so it was definitely scary.
I think what's noteworthy to a lot of us watching that is how calm everybody was. The cop was like, the sheriff's deputy was like, listen, you know, I'm just doing my job. The sergeant said I've got to stop somebody meeting this description. That's you. And you were pretty chill mm-hmm. about it, too. I don't know if you appreciate how different that is from all the other videos we've seen.
Oh, definitely. I think my compliance in this situation was very big in regards to the outcome.
A lot of people, though, aren't compliant, I think, because they think, I don't have to be. I've done nothing wrong. What was your mindset about that beforehand, and what was your mindset when that was actually happening?
So I was a military police in the Army, so I kind of understood where the officer was coming from.
Right.
I could tell he was just as nervous as I was. He actually put his hands up when he got out of the car. So I was just, you know, trying to be as compliant as possible. I didn't want to give him any other reasons to think I was the guy or to scare him or anything. So that's exactly what I did, and it all turned out okay. He told me he wasn't going to let anything happen to me, and he did.
You were live streaming that as well, weren't you?
Correct. On Facebook Live.
Why were you doing that?
It just helped me feel a lot more comfortable that my family and friends were watching the incident.
You said something in the live stream video like, you know, if this goes south, I want you all to know what happened, or something like that.
Exactly. So if it were a different altercation, such as what we're used to seeing in the news, then definitely I was glad that everybody had seen it if it went that way.
I don't want to exaggerate the obvious here, but I think a lot of people in your position could be really indignant and within their rights to say you wouldn't treat a person of a different color this way, or this is just the usual kind of discrimination that we all have to put up with. We didn't see much mm-hmm. of that from you.
That's from my past experiences. Like I said, I've done the job in the military, and I've had to question black people, white people, Arabic people, just people of all of the sort, you know what I mean? So I understand that sometimes you may have to pull over a black person, and it's not just because they're black, but fitting descriptions, it's a frustrating situation, but, I mean, it happens.
The other thing, though, I just wanted you to comment on was, so then you're standing there for 15 minutes, and I thought, knowing the outcome, I know this is an innocent man who's being detained, not improperly mm-hmm. detained. I mean, the cops got to stop somebody that meets the description. But it's also humiliating to you because you know you're innocent, and all of those people driving by are passing judgment on you. Did you want mm-hmm. them to give you a little more privacy, put you in the squad car, or not make you just stand there like a guilty person?
Oh, definitely. That was one of the things, or one of the few things that I disagreed with. I definitely would have liked to have been like on the side of the car or something. Or maybe even in the back seat so everybody didn't see me.
You said in the video also that you just recently, your wife had a daughter, is that right?
Correct. I have a 2-week-old.
Yeah.
No.
What did your wife say about that?
Oh, of course. She broke down in tears. She's with everything going on in the news. I think I forgot my wallet at home one time and she was already freaking out, scared. So this definitely didn't please her, but she's proud of how I handled the situation, and she supports me and all the interviews and everything that we're doing now.
The sheriff down there did too. Then he called you to thank you. Am I right?
Correct.
What was that conversation like?
So he pretty much explained the protocols and the situation. He offered me a job. Also said they would pay for me to go to academy and everything. He did extend another offer for me to help train the officers or the sheriffs on racial bias training starting next month.
Are you going to do that?
Yes, I will be teaming up with another counterpart and telling my side of the story and everything and just kind of going over some things with them. Definitely be doing that.
Are you still going to manage, though, the Advent Health ICU unit?
Oh, yes.
It's an amazing story, and one where when you see the start of the video, go, boy, I've been to this movie, but maybe you
right.
have not. Joseph Griffin, RN and ICU assistant nurse manager at Advent Health, New Smyrna Beach in Deltona, Florida. Joseph, thanks for your time today. I appreciate you joining us. My best to that new baby of yours, too, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Trying to get some sleep, but we'll see.
Those days are over, sir. That doesn't happen now. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
His name is Joseph Griffin in Florida.